Good morning from the management boardroom here in Klagenfurt in the headquarters of Hypo Alpe Adria Bank International again. Good morning to all the listeners of today's investor relations call presenting the half-year results of Hypo Alpe Adria Bank in the first half-year 2013. With us this morning is Chief Risk Officer and Acting CEO Wolfgang Edelmüller and Chief Financial Officer Johannes Proksch, who will now give you the presentation and afterwards will be available for your questions. Mr. Edelmüller, please.
Thank you. Good morning. Good morning to everybody. We are going to present and explain the half-year result, which is deep in the reds, but the losses are mainly dominated by one-offs, which we would like to explain in some details. Therefore, the total loss of the half-year, amounting up to 860 million, reflects the expected decision of the European Commission, risk provision allocations to accelerate the restructuring, and the continued economic weakness in our core markets, and a couple of other one-offs mainly related to interest rate transparency issues which we have in our core region. The risk provisions reflect, as I already mentioned, the ongoing stagnation and recession in the market environment of southeastern Europe. The provisions also aim to enable accelerated reprivatization of the SEE Bank and asset resolution, that means wind down portfolio restructurings. Another type of the one-offs are the provisions for potential interest and FX-related customer claims in Serbia, Bosnia and Herzegovina, and especially in Italy. And regarding Italy, impairments have also been allocated due to the market downturn on the one hand, and on the other hand, due to the decision of the European Commission to transfer the Italian banking operation into the wind-down area, which triggered additional risk provision also regarding the corporate and retail portfolio. In contrary to these negative impacts from one-offs on the half-year result, we still have positive SEE operational results, although we are there operating in a difficult environment. We are going forward with further portfolio cleanups, which will also trigger risk provision, to improve the asset quality, to improve the NPL ratio and the loan-to-deposit ratio, which will support our reprivatization perspective of our SEE network bank. The loss in the half-year results caused a capital shortage or a capital shortfall, which will be mainly recovered by following 700 million capital injection based on the commitment of the Republic of Austria, which will be executed as soon as the decision of the European Commission is on the table. I would like to hand over to Johannes Proksch, to the CFO of the group, to explain the figures in more details.
So, thank you very much, Wolfgang. If you turn to page 3 on our presentation, we want to quickly talk you through the impacts of what was just said by Wolfgang Edelmüller. On the profitability side, it's important to compare particularly the income, excluding the one-offs. Otherwise, we would have a drop of more than 90%, but if you exclude the one-offs, also to a small extent in the previous year, and you can see that we have adjusted the previous year by slightly above 20 million, but particularly in the current year, we adjusted of above 265 million, the drop was 17% on the total income. We had a stable cost base, and that results in an operating result, which is very much reflecting the economic environment. But excluding the one-offs, we show that the operating result dropped from 132 to 60 million, so a minus of 55%. We also show you here, because from now going forward, we want to clearly highlight also the achievements in our SEE network. We also show you what happened in the SEE network, and you can there see that the operating result, this is pre-risk, came down to 31 million. This includes, as explained before, around 17 million of interest and FX-related customer claims, which have been provisioned. And that kind of drop brings the operating result down by 40%. On the risk side, you can see, first of all, continuous reduction on total asset. We continue since the nationalization to reduce our assets significantly, and again, we were able to reduce it by 7.5% in the first 6 months of this year. We are actually happy to see that the NPL exposure continues to decrease, although slightly, but in this market environment, that's already an achievement. And you can also see what was mentioned before, and we will go into more detail, that the risk cost significantly increased, and the reason for that will be explained shortly. On the funding position, we show you our loan-to-deposit ratio, which somehow increased in the first 6 months. We will explain that. And the loan and the deposit base itself decreased, and this is due to the fact that we had to exclude Austrian, our Austrian business, because we signed a contract, and we hope to be able to close the sale process within this year. And that's the reason why we reduced our deposit base. We also lost some deposits in Italy, and that is the reason if you look at it from the group side. Liquidity-wise, we are in a comfortable liquidity situation. Our excess liquidity slightly came down. We have 2.1 billion, and the buffer remained the same by 1.5 billion. Now, on the SEE network, you can see that we did not lose the deposits. We kept the deposits, and actually, we are paying far less on the deposits. That's an achievement in the SEE network, and we slightly reduced the loan-to-deposit ratio. Capital, which is certainly a big topic for us at the moment, but a topic which we addressed over the last couple of weeks. This loss of 860 million eroded our capital base, but it will be replenished as soon as we have the decision by the EU Commission, which is expected hopefully shortly. If we come into a little bit more detail on page four, I wanted to explain you the one-offs, and the one-offs consist of a lower impact, but still in the interest income. We are paying for the Tier 2 bond, for the state-guaranteed Tier 2 bond. We paid in the first half 26.4 million, and this is actually quite a hefty charge for us, and that caused some decrease in the interest net interest income. We have impacts of above 100 million in the financial and other operating result, given, as mentioned before, impairments on repossessed assets or assets which we want to sell, and this is reflects to a large extent above 70 million Italy. And we had these claims, customer claims, which were provisioned in the countries Bosnia and Serbia, and also to the large extent on Italy, where these claims are actually irregularities which we discovered in the first quarter, and which were also provisioned by above 77 million. So the total impact in the one-offs of Italy is around 150 million in the first half, and this reflects these particular items as well as mentioned before, the issue that we are restructuring Italy in the context of the expected EC decision. Now let's come to the risk. The risk significantly increased. This is also again will be explained, but we can say that this is not only reflecting the market, it also reflects the European Commission decision, which will lead us to accelerate the restructuring effort and will allow us to sell and wind down assets even in a more difficult market as we can see now. Some points on adjusted operating income. So I mentioned before the special impact. If we adjust operating income, as mentioned before, we can see that our net interest income did decrease by 24%. There's a special item included in that. The decrease comes because the low and consistent market interest levels unfortunately hit us this year particularly hard, as all the market participants. And we are, as a group, not able to replenish these kind of amortizations, the reduction in total assets and the reduction in our wind-down activities, which are actually very much beneficial, but we are not able to replenish this with new lending. This is clear because around 70% of our business is not ongoing but wind-down, so we will also not be able to do that. However, I think what's positive and important to mention is that our SE network was able for a couple of quarters now already to underwrite higher margin business at an improved risk profile. So new lending, the lower volume which is coming in, improves the profitability. And we were successful in reducing interest payments on our deposits without losing deposits. The commission income remains stable, which is also a good sign of all our efforts, despite the lower new lending volumes. On the operating expenses, we were stable. We reduced personnel expenses by a significant amount, 12.5 million, but these were unfortunately offset by increased admin expenses and extra depreciations, particularly also in our non-core participation. If we come to the pillars on page 5, you can see that our strategy with regard to the four pillars will be more and more become a two-pillar strategy. Austria hopefully will be sold by the year end, or the sales process will come to its end by a closing. On Italy, we are very much still at the moment involved in restructuring and reorganizing the risk portfolios among the two entities, and we also aim there to sell parts of the business and to accelerate an exit. If we come now to the SE network, you can see that the performance is stable, however impacted by the margin and market environment. As mentioned, our ability to underwrite good and profitable new business shows that we are on the right track, and the risk provisioning which we undertook in the first 6 months of 2013 will help us, hopefully together with all the other portfolio measures, to increase the sellability of the network, as we expect that the EC decision will request exit until mid-2015. On the asset resolution side, it becomes very clear by looking at the numbers that the operating income is not the primary focus. We can be happy if it's positive, so if the income covers the costs. The main objective here is to reduce the portfolio, to reduce NPLs, risk-weighted assets, and having liquidity returned. And this is the strategy which we will follow. I think the conclusion from that is that the group as such is not able operationally to come up with a profit in the future. On the capital, we continue to reduce risk-weighted assets. I mentioned before that if we look at the June 2013 numbers, the loss has shown its impact. We have a capital shortfall on the group level. We are at 7.8%, and this shortfall reflects around 30.7 million group level below the minimum of 8%, but it is worthwhile to mention that obviously on the parent accounts, this impact is far deeper. We have an approved capital increase by the General Assembly, which was held on the 23rd of July, and we expect that the gap will be closed as soon as the Commission has submitted their state aid decision. As mentioned, the liquidity situation is stable, and we expect it to be so for the remaining part of the year. We are coming now to the risk.
Okay, I am continuing with some explanations regarding the risk. Despite the challenging market environment, the group has a stable NPL development and higher coverage ratios. The overall stabilization of the NPL portfolio, which slightly decreased down to 9.5 billion, is mainly due to successful workout and rigorous application of early warning and monitoring processes to reduce the propensity to migrate of the migration of performing loan to non-performing loan. Despite the difficult market conditions, the NPL coverage increased significantly from 78 to round about 82%. This coverage ratio, which is shown here, is composed out of the provision coverage ratio and the collateral coverage ratio, and collateral coverage ratio is based on internal collateral values considering haircuts according to the regulatory requests. We have a slight increase in the NPL ratio, but this increase is mainly due to the sharp decrease of the total exposure, which came down from round about 33.8 to 31.3, and the effect is that we have a slight increase of the NPL ratios. The rating distribution has been slightly improved, which is mainly due to the ongoing portfolio reduction, which is fully in line with our overall portfolio targets. We have executed and we are planning for the second half of the year further portfolio transfers in the corporate area as well as in the retail area to improve our NPL ratios in the SEE network bank, but not only the NPL ratios, but also bring the loan-to-deposit ratio closer to the market benchmarks, and by these achievements hopefully improve the perspective for the reprivatization of the SCA network. We have continued with the de-risking in corporate segment, which led to a certain portfolio reduction, and which is and what is quite important for us is the new business is fully in line with the rules according to the EC behavioral measures. The major part of the new business is done in investment grade and upper non-investment grade area. So in terms of rating distribution, we see a continuous improvement of the portfolio. On the next slide, you have the distribution of the risk provisions, which we have allocated throughout the first half of the year. The increase from 123 in the previous half year to 623 in the half year 2013 is tremendous, of course, but this improve of provisions has been mainly allocated in respect of portfolio revisions in corporate and retail portfolio in the South Eastern European Network Bank to enable the reprivatization, which I already have hinted to, and to facilitate and accelerate restructuring of our Italian subsidiary, where the banking operations, according to the expected EC decision, has to be transferred into the wind-down area, and therefore we have to allocate additional risk provisions. And last but not least, it is also a fact that according to the still very difficult market surroundings, which are characterized in SEE by stagnation and recession, we have a lot of delayed and failed restructurings, where we are going to switch from restructuring to workout, and this switch, of course, has a negative impact on the SAP allocation. Further SAPs have to be allocated. In this cake, you can see the distribution of the total SAP amount of 623 to the various areas of the group. Now I would like to come at the end of this presentation to the milestones for the second half of the year in terms of organizations. We are going to improve the managing and steering of our SE network bank via an operating holding company in full compliance with the shareholder and the regulators. We are going to finalize the setup and organizational separation towards an efficient asset resolution wind-down platform. And I think we can execute these two topics within the second half of the year. With regards to Southeastern Europe, we are going to continue the focus on underwriting high-margin new business in investment and up and on investment grade, to continue the positive track, especially in the retail area, where we have a substantially improved asset quality with regards to the new business. We are going to further reduce the NPLs via transfers and sales of portfolios, especially we are striving to sell a part of the NPL, of the retail NPL long tail, but not only by sales and transfers, but also by discretionary measures to contain the migration propensity within the portfolio of the SCE network. We are continuing with a disciplined funding approach, and we are underlying sustainable profitability. In the asset resolution or wind-down area, we are continuing the collection and restructuring efforts in an increasingly difficult market environment, which I already have hinted to, which led in the first half of the year to a certain further SRB or single risk provision allocations. And we are going to improve the operational excellence with clear asset focus in our wind-down area. So this was the short presentation and explanation of the half-year results of the group.
Thank you, Mr. Edelmüller. Thank you, Mr. Brock, for the presentation, alongside the presentation, which is also available still on the download if you have not had the chance to download it yet. And I may now open the floor to your questions, managed by our operator.
Okay, thank you. If you would like to ask a question at this time, please press the star or asterisk key, followed by the digit 1 on your telephone. Please ensure that the mute function on your telephone is switched off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. If you find that your question has already been answered, you may remove yourself from the queue by pressing star 2. Again, please press star 1 to ask a question. We will take our first question today from Geoffrey Elliott from Autonomous Research. Please go ahead.
Oh, hello there. I've got 3 questions. Thank you very much for the conference call. The first question is on slide 7. What would be the NPL coverage if you excluded collateral? You just looked at coverage from provisions. My second question is on the sale of the Austrian business. Is that process happening as quickly as you expected? Is there anything which could delay or prevent the sale of that business that you're aware of? And then my final question is on the outlook for a return to break-even or profitability. Is that something which is feasible given the extensive rundown of the business, or do you expect to remain loss-making for the foreseeable future? Thank you.
Okay. Well, Geoffrey, thanks for the questions. I will answer question 1 and 3, and Wolfgang Edelmüller will answer the risk-related question. Now, the question on the Austrian... Oh, sorry, it's 2 and 3. So on the Austrian business is... I think it has been widely communicated. We have signed the contract with the prospective buyer. We are now in the process of fulfilling all the necessary requirements and approvals, the aim continues to be, and there was so far no deviation from this target, to come to closing within this year, and this is why we have reflected this business or the subsidiary in an IFRS 5 way in our financials. Basically, you don't see much any longer in the segment if you look at that. You asked the question with regards to a potential break even or a long term profitability target. Well, I think it needs to be said that we are working on a restructuring plan which will lead towards reprivatization of our ongoing SEE network. This is the network of 6 banks in 5 countries in ex-Yugoslavia with around 1.2 million customers, and that's basically the profitable part of the business, which is 30% of our total assets. The 70% are all in a kind of a wind-down operation, which is trying to recover, to recover the values, and ultimately, basically, if a loss cannot be avoided by this operation, to minimize this kind of loss, but that will consume capital in the future. So overall, in the group, as you look at it today, these two pillars could, even in the combination, not be positive going forward. And that's also not the ambition. The ambition is to enable the SE network to be privatized, and we expect to have an exit deadline by mid-15 imposed by the European Commission, and we have the possibility to take far longer for an ordinary wind-down of the remaining part of the activities.
Regarding the questions, the coverage, we are currently at the level of, at the total level of NPL portfolio at 9.5 billion roundabout, and the total stock of provisions allocated, single risk provisions as and portfolio risk provisions, is currently at the level of 3.5 billion. So the pure coverage ratio has, according to the allocation of new risk provisions, increased and is close to 35%. As I mentioned before, the coverage ratio, the NPL coverage ratio, which is shown here in the chart, is composed out of this provision coverage ratio and the collateral coverage. The collateral coverage is based on the current market value of the collaterals, reduced by haircuts which are compliant with the regulatory haircuts. If we are considering current market values for the collateral, we would come quite close to a full coverage of the NPL portfolio.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. There are no further questions at the moment, but as a reminder, please press star 1 to ask a question. We will now take our next question from Samir Patel from Lazard Capital Markets. Please go ahead.
Hi, guys. On the result in Italy, of the 623 million of provisions you took, which is on page 5, of that, 72.3 million were due to Italian repossessions and distressed asset sales. Can you just kind of talk more about what's happening on Italy, in Italy, and why this number is so dramatic? And is this a problem with just hypo, or is this a phenomenon that all Italian banks should be experiencing?
I believe it's if you follow our press in Italy, it's unfortunately a hypo issue. We discovered in the beginning of the year irregularities in our leasing business with in the context of charging interests to the customers, and we had to provision for that. So it's not something. At least I cannot speak about the whole Italian market, but in our case, it's certainly a very clear specified issue which we discovered. We faced it. We made management changes. We closed our financials by reflecting these provisions. So I believe this is a very much Italian specific our subsidiary specific topic and not a country specific topic.
Okay, and what are these particular assets that you're leasing on?
No, well these are basically leasing to SME over a number of years, and it's related to a wrong interest calculation on the variable Euribor related interest rate. So it's not the asset itself which has an issue. It's more that the interest charged to the customers were wrong in the benefit of the bank, and therefore we had to provide for that, and we are remunerating as we speak these kind of amounts back to the customers which have been overcharged, basically.
Okay, and then just moving on. So very, perhaps this is really a stupid question, but on page 4 you've got 5.1% tier one ratio figure. Does this include regulatory adjustments, or is this literally a core tier one capital number?
This is a tier one ratio. I'm not exactly certain if you refer with regulatory adjustments to Basel III, or what kind of regulatory adjustment would you look for?
Well, what I'm trying to iron out is this your core tier one, or is this your overall tier one ratio?
It's overall tier one. I would need to look into if there are any kind of adjustments to come up to the core tier one. We can provide this number at a later stage. We are so far focused, obviously, on the tier one, but we will come up with, we will certainly come up with that number.
If we can have when you guys are ready, have another conversation on the side about this. But then, just coming on to another topic, is obviously the outcome with the EC is unknown at this stage, but since August there has been new EC legislation that requires banks and the sovereign to bail in senior creditors. You have your capital structure is largely made up of 10 billion of senior unsecured bonds. Is there any risk, or has there been any soft conversations that introduces the element of bailing in this circa 10 billion of senior bonds into the into any sort of into any sort of resolutions for the wind down bank?
I cannot confirm the number of 10, but what I can tell you is that at the moment these kind of discussions did not take place. We are currently very confident that we will receive the capital injection following the EC decision. On that basis, also our shareholder assembly decided on the recapitalization of 700 million.
I think the issue of the sovereign actually giving you money, that's already been voted on. That's, you know, that's old news. But given the fact that you are going to receive this money, you're going to have to bail in creditors as well. It just depends on the actual volume that you're going to bail them in by. Is that correct?
To be very honest, this topic was so far not addressed.
Okay.
I at the moment we do not see that to happen. At the moment we cannot see that this bail-in would happen in our capital structure. To be very honest, to be precise on this, we need to look into exactly what you mean.
Okay, fine. And then obviously, I don't want to, I'm mindful of taking up too much time, but my last question would be, and it's another sensitive one, you are set to repay by an LB 2.2 billion of funds, which is in your liability maturity profile. Of this 2.2 billion, how much have you repaid so far this year?
I believe in the first half a slower amount had to be repaid. I can at the moment, I don't have the number what the repayment is for the remaining part of the year, we have a 12-month liquidity plan going forward where all the redemptions are included, and the year-end liquidity continues to be stable. So whatever needs to be repaid will be repaid. I don't want to touch the open topic which we have an outstanding court proceedings with our previous owner. That's obviously a separate topic which I don't want to comment on right now.
Apology for another very stupid or basic question is that I was under the impression that those repayments that are set to be made would not be made because they are part of this sensitive court issue.
Well, at the moment it's a court proceeding. I cannot foresee what the outcome will be.
Okay, fine. I'm not trying to focus on that, but what it would be helpful to know is of that 2.2 that is expected to be repaid, that is, how much of it has so far have been. If you can get that number to me, that would be brilliant, please.
May I just hint to the liquidity risk assessment, which is in one scenario also considering the hypothesis of a repayment in this amount. If this happens, we still have a stable liquidity situation, and the request of reserve funds at the end of this year in this scenario would be on a very, very low level.
Okay, and obviously and finally, promises the last question. The actual the sale that that was very clearly marked for the Austrian business to the London based investor. Are there any associated guarantees to any future losses associates of that business back to HAA International?
No, we obviously have, you know, sale and purchase agreements, which covers a number of topics as usual. We do not disclose the content of this sale and purchase agreement above what has been disclosed. As I mentioned before, we expect we are on a good track to come to closing of this transaction.
Okay. All right. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Thank you.
Our next question today comes from Martin Robbins from UBS. Please go ahead.
Hi, good morning, everybody, and thank you for your time. Just one question about the capital increase of €700. On the assumption that does go through and it gets EC approval, the forecast capital numbers you give, even with that capital increase, there's not a huge buffer above the regulatory minimum. And bearing in mind that, and also your comment that potentially going forward, non-core losses may exceed the core profits, and therefore you might have a net P&L loss going forward. I wonder how sufficient that capital increase is going to be going forward, and if you envisage that how long that might last for, and whether a further capital increase may be required in the future.
Yeah, well, your observation is obviously right in the sense that even with the 700, we will have a capital ratio of the parent, which is above the minimum of 8%. To some extent, but our business bears and continues to bear obviously significant risks. So I believe the important thing to be said on that topic is that if you look at the past, you will see that our shareholder, which is 100% the Republic of Austria, has repeatedly covered the necessity in terms to bring us back to regulatory capital ratios, sufficient regulatory capital ratios, including also buffers which have been requested by the regulators. So we can at this point in time say that everything which we have seen so far, and you will see that we always refer to the expected EC decision, but some information obviously are known and have been communicated publicly, and all this is reflected in the financials as of 30th of June, but we have risks going forward, and the commitment our owner has versus the European Commission is based on a restructuring plan, we will see, you know, what the decision of the Commission will be. But we can assume that our owner will continue to support us in the best possible way, but also in the most efficient way, considering that this is taxpayers' money.
Understood. Thank you.
Thank you. As a final reminder, please press star 1 to ask a question. There are no further questions in the queue at this time.
Okay, well, thank you very much for listening to our half-year presentation and for your questions. I hope that we were able to cover most of them. The ones remaining will be answered, via mail, and we have your details. Thanks to all of you, and have a good day.
Goodbye.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Bye.